Sing to the Savior a song of praise. Come, let us worship the Lord. Trusting his might, walking his light. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Great are his wonders and grand his ways. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Heavens proclaim,
Jesus shall reign. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering lion, yet suffering lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. Sing to the God of eternity, come, let us worship the Lord. He is the King, rise up and sing. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Sing to the victor of Calvary. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Honor the Son,
Jesus has won. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering lion, yet suffering lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. Worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a note to thank you for worshiping with us today. There will be a youth Bible study September 1st, that's Tuesday, at 7 p.m., at the Tomlinson home. And directly following this service, we will have our monthly fellowship luncheon, and everyone's invited for the good food and the good fellowship. And since this is the last Sunday of the month, all activities which would normally follow this afternoon service are canceled. With the exception of Pacific Hills Manor, and that service will again be at 2:00 this afternoon. There will be a deacons meeting directly following this luncheon this afternoon. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for other activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for the month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 57, verse 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 26, Rejoice Ye Pure in Heart.
Thank you.
Let's continue our worship with hymn number 281, Never Alone. Stand now as we sing hymn number 257, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, King Solomon, received the kingdom and said, "Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee. And, O God, we praise thy glorious name." That's what we are doing this morning. Praising the glorious name of the God of Israel and our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the commission that you gave us to gather together as a church body and to feed ourselves from the word of the living God. And then, Father, to go on in our life, in our own life, in our private life, sharing our life in a way that will reflect the concept, the teaching, the devotion to our Jesus. So other people may see in us that we are not just fluffy, floppy people who come to church as a social event, but we come to church to learn, and then we go into the world to practice. And so I pray for me, and I pray for every one of us, that we may learn and practice what we learn. Thank you for the open doors. Thank you for allowing us to have the freedom to invite people from every race and from every nation to come and worship with us. Thank you for those who are listening at this very hour over the radio station, 880 AM, the KKMC station. Thank you, Father. Thank you for those who are listening via internet. Some of them gather in New York and Brooklyn, some of them in Texas, in Arizona, New Jersey, some of them in England. We thank you, Father, that through the miracle of the internet, we can voice your voice everywhere, which, Father, it is a great privilege and a great responsibility. We thank you, Lord, that you commission us to preach the gospel everywhere, no making distinction of people, but making a distinction of the gospel, that this is the gospel that Israel carry on for years and years. This is the gospel that was fulfilled in the person of Christ. This is the gospel that brings freedom from within to every individual who believe it. And so, Father, we carefully thank you because you gave us that commission, not only in our church alone, but also through our missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Vendano in Guatemala, Martha Ferretti in Buenos Aires, Danta and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, and we thank you, Lord, that we have Dr. Dante Rabines with us this morning, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, the Salvale Pregnancy Care Center, Father in Gilroy. We pray for a medical clinic right here in the city of Morgan Hill. The Christian Athletic Association in San Jose. Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motorsport Ministries. And Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. Lord, thank you for these people who are the extension of our life. And then every family in our church has been touched by the departure of their children to college. And so we pray, Father, for the college students, wherever they are, in graduate school and in college and sometimes in junior college, wherever they are, Father, I know the parents will miss them. And I know they miss the parents and mama's cookies. But, Father, I pray that you encourage them to finish well, so they can be used for your kingdom. Thank you again for the visit of Dr. Dante Rabines and for his presence with us for a while. And we pray that we can put him to use in your kingdom. Thank you for our choir. Thank you for our brother who read the scripture. Thank you for your people who are so good in supporting the ministry and carry us on. And Lord, as a pastor, I thank you for the deacons of this church who has been not only an encouragement to me, but in a strong place that I can go and talk and chat and get supported. Thank you for each one of them. Now, Father, bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Choir. Would you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Isaiah. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 817. We will be reading Isaiah chapter 63, verses 1 through 9. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Isaiah chapter 63, verses 1 through 9. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments in Bozrah? From Bozrah that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine vat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord, and the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have given us the scriptures, which record your mighty acts and your love and mercy for your people. You have told us that in this world we will have trouble, we will have tribulation. You have also told us that you have redeemed us through the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, who said he will never leave us or forsake us, but will give us grace to bear our afflictions. We look to that day when he returns, and our redemption will be complete, and the former things will have passed away. Help us to always remember your promises, we pray. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge as he comes to further expose the truth of your word. Bless us here and on the radio and internet and tape and CD. Bless us with understanding that we may apply these truths to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?